It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Hello and welcome everyone into our second contest here this afternoon as the Northwest Missouri State women just wrapped up their game in a double overtime loss to Fort Hays State. As we are in Hays, Kansas at the Gross Memorial Coliseum, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team set to take on the Fort Hays State Tigers. Northwest comes into this contest coached by fifth-year head coach Ben McCollum and have a record of 7-4 on the season and are 2-0 in the MIAA Conference. Fort Hays State comes into the matchup 8-2 on the season, but both of their losses, MIAA games, so they are 0-2 in the MIAA Conference, and they are coached by 13th-year head coach Mark Johnson. So this will be a big game, big MIAA Conference game this afternoon between these two teams that were picked to be at the top of the conference to start the season. So this could be a preview of what could come later in the MIAA tournament at the end of the season. So a big game here this afternoon. Northwest opened up the conference schedule against Pittsburgh State and then Emporia State. And then both of those two games, dominant wins to start the conference schedule. So they'll look to remain undefeated here this afternoon against Fort Hays State University here in Hays, Kansas. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show for the Northwest men right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back into the pregame show. Northwest Missouri State men getting set to take on Fort Hays State. Good afternoon. I'm Brent Barnett here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And Northwest has a tough MIAA matchup ahead of them here against Fort Hays, who comes in with a record of 8-2 on the season. And their scoring this season is led by Dwayne Brunson. He's averaging over 18 points a game and also over 9 rebounds per game, nearly averaging a double-double on the season. Right behind him is another big shooter, Craig Nicholson, 15 points per game. And then Carson Conradi has 15 points per game as well. And Conradi has been known as quite the three-point threat on this team. He's shooting 56% from the outside this year, 34 of 60 from three-point range. So he'll be a big factor to watch in this game for Northwest. And then averaging 9 points a game is James Fleming. And then Thomas Love Gabrick also with 9 points per game. So this is a Fort Hays State team that likes to shoot and likes to score. They will come down in transition and pull up from three anytime they can. So this will be a big, high-powered offense for Northwest men to watch out for here this evening. And for Northwest, led in scoring by Dylan Starzold as the senior center, averaging 17 points per game and also leads the team in rebounds with 5.5 per game. Behind him in scoring is Connor Crooker, the sophomore guard, 13 points per game, also averaging 3 rebounds. And then it is Grant Kozad, who is actually the sixth man off the bench, averaging 11 points per game. And Deshaun Cooper, the senior point guard, 11 points per game, and also leads this team in assists with 41 on the season. And he also has 9 steals on defense. So Deshaun Cooper, one of those players that's nearly all over the floor for Northwest. Northwest on the floor warming up, set to take on Fort Hays State. When we come back, we'll speak to the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. That's after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1968 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Mike Albatrop, arrived on the Maryville campus in 1964 and says there was one time of year that always stood out for him.
I always liked fall on campus. I remember that, and I enjoy coming back now because of the colors and the campus itself. It always brings back some good memories of fraternity events and homecoming and the activities around campus. There were just a lot of things where you had to be creative in your own entertainment, and we were, and we had a good time and learned a lot in the course of that too.
Albatrop says a couple of departments on campus played a role in his future success.
One was the business division. Now is Dr. Browning, but Mr. Browning, when I was there, excellent. In accounting, teaching as a teacher, and Ken Singer in tax accounting, and the other was written communications in English, and it was, you know, freshman and sophomore courses.
Following graduation, Albatrop spent 40 years as CEO of 3 Iowa-based farmer cooperatives. He, along with his wife Linda, recently committed $250,000 to assist with planned improvements at the Northwest R.T. Wright Farm, including a proposed agricultural research center.
It gives the university a perfect opportunity to be an established research and technical institution in helping further along agriculture interest in view of how these weather patterns have changed and production has picked up in terms of crop production, of course.
1968 graduate Mike Albatrop.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back into the pregame show, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team getting set to take on Fort Hays State in an MIAA conference matchup. Now joined in by the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. And Coach, you had a dominant win coming out against Waldorf, and how are you looking to build off that here today?
Well, we just need to stay in attack mode, which we did in conference, the 2 conference games that we played, and obviously Waldorf. And then on top of that, make sure we play how we play rather than playing to their strengths you know, that's going inside and then obviously getting stops defensively. If we do those today, we should be okay.
Now, you won your first 2 conference games of the season against Pitt and Emporia, and Fort Hays coming in actually 0-2 in the conference. Does that give you any type of an advantage here today?
No, they're not an 0-2 team. You know, they lost 2 games. They probably should have won. They probably gave them away down the stretch. And they're a good basketball team, picked first in the conference. They're just as good as I thought they were, and you know, it's going to be a tough game to come out of here with a win.
Now, it really seems like throughout the season that you have a lot of depth on this team, you know, with Funk and Schneider coming off the bench, even Jordan Ashton. Kind of talk about the importance of having, you know, depth on this roster.
Well, I think the way the game's called now, where there's a lot of fouls, I think that's important to keep your aggression, but you have to have guys to come off the bench. So that you're not scared to foul, I guess. You need to make sure that you're still playing aggressive. The other thing it does is it also gives guys breaks, especially Deshaun, you know, Dylan, those guys. And we can make runs when they're getting breaks. And you know, depth in this league is huge. You know, again, hopefully that comes into play tonight.
Now, what can we expect to see here today out of Fort Hays State?
They're going to run up and down the floor and shoot a lot of threes. You know, they're going to try to outscore you. They're a very good offensive team. lead the conference in field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, free throw percentage. They're just a great, efficient offensive team, and we're going to have our hands full with that.
Now, with that offense they have, how are you looking to match up defensively?
Just play our defense, you know, nothing special. Just do what we do, get back in transition, get defensive rebounds, and then obviously the more you score on them, the harder it is for them to get into their transition. So offensively, we need to be sharp executing-wise.
Now, this is a tough conference this year, and you guys are already starting off 2-0. How are you looking to build, you know, coming into this matchup here today?
You know, just continue to improve. I thought we've played great throughout the year. Obviously, we had a few losses we shouldn't have lost, but just continue to build on what we've done, continue to improve what we do, and I think we'll be okay. We're very process-oriented, very, you know, stick with it. Eventually it'll work, and that's all we're trying to do.
All right, what's going to be the key to a win here this afternoon?
Get stops defensively, getting back in transition, and then being able to defensive rebound. Those things in particular will be huge.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
That was the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. When we come back, we'll have today's starting lineups. Right after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The story of Northwest alumna Jean Jennings Bartik and five other women selected to program the electronic numerical integrator and computer, the first successful general-purpose programmable electronic computer, is now told in Bartik's autobiography. The book is Pioneer Programmer, Jean Jennings Bartik and the Computer That Changed the World, was published last month by Truman State University Press. Dr. John Rickman and Kim Todd, co-founders of the Jean Jennings Bartik Computing Museum at Northwest, edited the book. Todd serves at Northwest as user consultant in the Department of Information Systems, and Rickman implemented the nation's first electronic campus at Northwest in 1987. He retired from the university in 2012 as vice president of information systems. Rickman says Bartik was a brilliant lady.
It was a real joy to know her and talk with her and hear about firsthand experiences with really historical events in the area of computing and invention of the first computer and being a first programmer ever of an electronic computer. She also was the team leader of a group that converted the ENIAC into the very first stored program computer ever, and that was a tremendous accomplishment.
Rickman says there are many interesting stories.
She was raised north of Stanbury. There's a really good story about a runaway horse she was on, and there's stories about her pitching baseball. She was a very good pitcher in baseball, and she enjoyed that a lot.
Rickman hopes people will find her life intriguing. All proceeds from the book will go toward the Jean Jennings Bartik Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship. You can find the book on Amazon.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back into the pregame show, Northwest Missouri State set to take on Fort Hays State in this MIAA conference matchup. Now for the starters for the Fort Hays State Tigers, coming in with an 8-2 record. Craig Nicholson is a 5'8" sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas. Carson Conrady is a 6'3" senior out of Spearville, Kansas. Tom Gabrick is a 6'6" junior guard out of Dubrovnik, Croatia. Jared Tadlock is a 6'9" junior center out of Conifer, Colorado, and Dwayne Brunson is a 6'7" senior forward out of Queens, New York. Now for Northwest Missouri State, Deshaun Cooper is a 5'8" senior guard out of St. Louis. Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph, Lafayette High School. Connor Crooker, a 6'2" sophomore out of Overland Park. Kyle Schlakes, a 6'10" senior out of Perth, Nebraska. And Dylan Starzl's, a 6'8" senior center out of Kearney, Missouri. That's the starting lineups for both teams. When we come back, we'll be ready for tip-off here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
That was the conclusion of our national anthem here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum, as the Northwest Missouri State men come into this contest here in Hays, Kansas with a 7-4 season record and are 2-0 in the MIAA Conference. They picked up their first win of the MIAA against Pittsburgh State in Bearcat Arena, and then their next game they won by a big margin against Emporia State, so they are 2-0 in conference play. Fort Hays State coming into this game with an 8-2 record on the season, but they are 0-2 in the MIAA Conference, so two losses, looking for their first conference win here this afternoon against this strong Northwest team. And you heard Coach Ben McCollum say it best, this Fort Hays State team is not a team that is not an 0-2 team. So he expects a lot out of this team here today, as they are a high-scoring offense and they like to shoot the three in transition and get a lot of baskets out of turnovers. So Northwest will definitely have their hands full here this afternoon, as we had already one great game as the Northwest women went double overtime with Fort Hays State, but unfortunately lost by 10 points by a final score of 79-69. Just a heartbreaking loss for the Northwest women. They fell to 3-7 on the season. Both teams are now getting announced onto the floor for their starting lineups. And so Northwest in this game here in Hays, Kansas, looking to remain undefeated on the season in conference play, as they have really hit their stride as of late. Early on in the season, they went into the Thanksgiving Classic down at Drury University in Springfield, and they lost two games. They had two games down there, and they played the number 4 ranked team in the nation, the Drury University, and they lost that game by 2. They led by as much as 15. And then the very next day, they played their former rival, Truman State University, and lost by 4. So they had two straight losses, and they were 500 at that time. But since then, three straight wins, and they're now 7-4 and looking to keep it going here today, keeping that stride and looking to get another MIAA conference win. We are about ready for tip-off here at the Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas. It's a lot of people here, a big crowd here at the Coliseum, as they're here to cheer on their Hayes Tigers. You know, once again, coming into this game, Carson Conrady, the 6'3" senior. He's a guard out of Spearfield, Kansas, a dynamic three-point shooter on this team. He will definitely be a player to watch out for in this game for Northwest. It'll be interesting to see how Northwest matches up on defense with the big men that they have down low. So we'll see if they'll put Bryson Williams or Connor Cooker on Conrady out there on the outside. But right now, both teams making their way onto the floor as we are ready for tip-off here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas. Northwest 7-4, 2-0 in the MIAA, and Fort Hays State 8-2 and 0-2 in the MIAA Conference. Dylan Starzl will jump for Northwest, the 6'8" senior. He'll be jumping against Jared Tadlock, the 6'9" junior out of Conifer, Colorado. Northwest in their green uniforms, green shirts, green shorts. Fort Hays State, white shirts and white shorts. And the whistle blows and we are ready. Ball is in the air and the tip will be controlled by Northwest. Northwest going from our right to our left is Cooper at the top of the key. Now dribbles to the right wing, being guarded by Nicholson. Now to top of the key for Williams. Bounce pass down low in the low block for Starzl. Starzl one-on-one in the right block. Spin move, kicks it out. Top of the key, now to the left wing, Crooker. Crooker drives inside, kick out for Williams, pulls up from three, and the shot is good from Bryson Williams to start the game for Northwest. Now it's Nicholson at the top of the key for Fort Hays State, being guarded by Deshaun Cooper. Dribbles to the right wing now back to the left wing. Now he'll give it to Brunson. Brunson goes inside, runner off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Cooper, he's in transition the other way. Goes up, kick out left wing. Williams pulls up from three, hits it from the outside. Bryson Williams, consecutive three-point shots. Northwest up 6-0, just underway here in Hays, Kansas. Nicholson with the ball now for Fort Hays at the top of the key in between the circles. Goes to the left wing for Conrady. Conrady gives it to Tadlock. Now over to the right side for Gabriel. Gabriel guarded by Crooker. And the ball is knocked away. And a fight for it into the right corner. The ball will be recovered. And it will be stolen by Deshaun Cooper for Northwest. Cooper across the timeline to the right side. Now goes inside the left side of the paint. Kick out Crooker. Now to the right side for Williams. Williams gets a screen. Now left side for Cooper on the left wing. Now back to the right wing for Williams. Looking down low. Bounce pass for Starzl in the right block. Now kick out for Williams. Now skip past left corner. It's Crooker driving left baseline. Now back to Schlake and top for Cooper. Cooper driving in the paint. Goes up for the shot and it's blocked and knocked away. Coming up with it is Nicholson for Fort Hays. He'll go all the way in for a layup, but he is fouled. And they were discussing whether the foul was on the floor or if it was a shooting foul for Fort Hays State. They do call it an and one. They will count the basket. So it is a shooting foul. Northwest players thought it was on the floor. So 6-2 our score, Northwest in front. Free throw attempt on its way from Nicholson is good. 6-3 our score. Bearcats with the lead with 18-20 remaining in the first half. Cooper with the ball across the timeline to the right wing. Now to the left side for Williams. Williams looking down low, gives it to Crooker at the top of the key. Now back to Williams at the left wing. Williams gives it to Starzl. And he's at the top of the key now to Cooper at the right side. Now to the right wing for Crooker. Crooker bounce pass inside for Starzl. Now at the right block, going inside. Takes a couple dribbles, spin moves. Goes up, right hook, and it will be blocked by Brunson for Fort Hays State. Now it's Nicholson in transition the other way. Loses handle, and it's stolen by Crooker for Northwest. Crooker, one on two the other way. Goes up for the left-handed runner in the lane. No good. Getting put back, not good as well from Crooker. Rebounded by Gabrick for Fort Hays State. Now Nicholson with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to the top of the key for Brunson. Now to the left side for Conrady. Now he'll just give it to Nicholson to reset the offense. It's Gabrick with the ball at the top of the key, and he will be called for a travel. So a turnover by Fort Hays State, as now Grant Kozab will check in for Northwest, and Kyle Schlake will be subbed out. 6-3 our score. Northwest in front on a pair of Bryson Williams three-point shots on back-to-back possessions. 17:25 to go in the half. Deshaun Cooper at the right wing for Northwest. Gives it to the top of the key for Williams. Pulls up from the outside and is no good. Rebounded by Starzl for Northwest. Goes up with the putback and he is fouled. Going to the line for two shots. Starzl going to the line for Northwest. Coming into this game, Starzl is a 71% free throw shooter on the season. He's set. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 7-3 our score. Northwest in front. 17:14 to go in the half. Starzl getting set now. Second free throw attempt on its way. Rattles around the rim and it's out. Rebounded by Gabrick for Fort Hays State. Now Mickelson with the ball across the timeline in between the circles. To the left wing for Conradi. Conradi being guarded by Williams. Now to the right wing for Nicholson, being guarded by Cooper. Ball pass inside goes to Gabrick, and he's in for the wide open put up. 7-5 our score. Northwest in front by two. Cooper with the ball now across the timeline along the left side. Drives inside the paint, and the ball is knocked away and will roll out of bounds. Last touch by Conradi for Fort Hays State. So Northwest will keep the possession of the ball. Matt Wallace checks in for Northwest now as Bryson Williams will come off. Deshaun Cooper set to inbound underneath the basket along the baseline. It goes into Wallace. Wallace fading away. Now dishes it back to Cooper. Cooper driving left baseline. Goes up for the shot, and it is no good. Blocked and goes out of bounds. Last touched by Fort Hays State, so Northwest will once again have possession. Wallace set to inbound along the baseline. He'll lob it in into the top of the key for Kozad. Now to the right side for Cooper to reset the play. 16 on the shot clock. Cooper in between the circles. Gets a screen from Kozad. Dribbles to the left. Now bounce pass for Kozad. Back to Cooper. Drives inside the paint. And now a blocking foul will be called on Fort Hays State. That foul will come against Jared Tadlock, the 6'9" junior center out of Conifer, Colorado. 7-5 our score. Bearcats with the lead. 16:28 to go in the half. Wallace set to inbound on the baseline. Looking for Cooper. Now gets it into Crooker at the top of the key. 34 seconds. It's a reset shot clock. Bounce pass down low for Starzl. Now he'll dish down low. Now kick out left wing. Crooker pulls up from three. No good. Rebounded by Fort Hays State. Coming up with it is Tom Gabrick. Nicholson with the ball. Now gets it right wing. And a pull-up jumper from the outside goes Tadlock. No good. Rebounded by Crooker for Northwest. Now Cooper with the ball at the top of the key to the right wing for Crooker. Bounce pass down low, and the ball will roll out of bounds off of Grant Kozad. So Fort Hays State will take possession. 16 minutes to go in this first half. 7-5, Northwest with the two-point lead. Nicholson across the timeline for Fort Hays. Now to the right wing for Gabrick. Gabrick looking for Conradi. Not there. Now gets it to Conradi. Conradi being guarded by Wallace. Now to the left side for Nicholson. Takes a screen from Tadlock. Tadlock being guarded by Kozad. Now to Brunson. At the free throw line. Driving inside the paint. Goes up with the right hook off the glass. And it's good from Dwayne Brunson. Tie game at 7 with 15:30 to go in the half. Cooper with the ball for Northwest now. Gives it to the right wing for Crooker. Crooker back to Cooper. Cooper dribbling to the left side, looking down low, not there. Now goes to the right corner for Crooker. Off pass down low for Starzl. Being double teamed now, nowhere to go, and he has to dribble it out. Now he'll hand it off for Crooker, who drives right baseline. Runner in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Kozad, and he has the put back there. 9-7 our score. Bearcats with the lead. 15 minutes to go in the half. It is Gabrick at the left wing. Now to the top of the key for Conradi. Now back to Nicholson at the left side. Now to the left wing for Tadlock. Tadlock gives it to Gabrick, being guarded by Crooker. Gabrick gives it to Brunson, who will pull up from 15 feet, and he nails it. Dwayne Brunson with his second field goal of the afternoon. 9-9 our score. 14:35 to go in the first half. Wallace with the ball now. Gives it to Cooper. Now to Crooker at the right wing. Crooker back to Wallace in between the circles. Looking down low, not there. Gives it to Cooper at the left side. Lob pass down low for Kozad at the left block. He takes a couple dribbles, looking for a shot, not there. Back out for Cooper. Cooper driving in the lane, goes up for a fadeaway jumper off the glass. No good, but he was fouled before the shot attempt, so that will be on the floor as that foul was on Craig Nicholson, his first personal. Now a break in the action. the media timeout. We're going to take a quick break as well. Tie game at 9, 14-17 to go in the half. We'll be back after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here in Hayes, Kansas, and we're tied up at 9 with 14-17 to go in the half. Northwest Missouri State will have possession of the basketball coming out of the timeout due to a foul on the floor by Craig Nicholson. On the floor for Northwest is Sean Cooper, Bryston Williams, Matt Wallace, Grant Kozat, and Dylan Starzl. Cooper with the ball now at the top of the key gives it to Williams, and he will be fouled by Carson Conradi. Conradi picks up the foul, his first personal. He's the senior out of Spearville, Kansas. 14th foul for Fort Hays State compared to Northwest with only one team foul. Williams will inbound it at the top of the key for Cooper. Running a 1-4 high offense. Now gives it to Wallace at the top key. Low pass into the low block on the left side for Starzl. Kick out, not there. Into Wallace, now to the right wing for Cooper. Pulls up from three, and Deshaun Cooper hits it from the outside. 12-9 our score, Northwest in front. Nicholson with the ball now for Fort Hays State at the top of the key. Gives it to the right side for Conradi, guarded by Wallace. And now a foul will be called away from the basketball. And that foul will be called by Bryston Williams. Second team foul for Northwest. First personal on Bryston Williams. Fort Hays State inbounding along the baseline. It's Nicholson. He inbounds it down low for newly checked in Jake Stoppel. The 6'5" sophomore out of Wilson, Kansas. Now it's Brunson in the low block. Lefty hook. And the shot is good. Nothing but net out of Dwayne Brunson. 12-11 Northwest in front, 13-25 to go in the half. Wallace with the ball now. He'll give it to Cooper in between the circles. Cooper dribbles inside the lane. Kick is knocked away by Conradi. Now in transition the other way is Nicholson for a wide open layup. Untouched. 13-12, Fort Hays State up by one. Deshaun Cooper at the left wing. Now gives it to Kozad in between the circles. Back to Williams. Now to Cooper at the left side. Cooper gets a screen from Kozad. Now a skip pass across court to the right wing for Bryston Williams. Williams looking down low. Gives it to Kozad at the high post. Now gives it back to Williams, who will pump fake from three. And now a blocking foul will be called on Fort Hays State, as it was Carson Conradi picking up the foul, the block foul. And the crowd and head coach Mark Johnson not too happy about the block call on Conradi as he picks up his second foul. So he will come off the floor, and checking in will be a Choki Moikabu. Moikabu is a 6'1" junior out of Seattle, Washington. So it's a good news there for Northwest with Conradi being out of the game. Now Starzl in the low block on the right side. Goes up with the right hook. Tipped away. Shot no good. Rebounded by Fort Hays State. As now it's Moikabu coming the other way. Moikabu gives it to the top of the key for Stoppel. Stoppel back to the left side for James Fleming. Fleming newly checked in. Now Brunson with the ball at the top of the key. Back to Nicholson. Pulls up from three at the left wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bryston Williams for Northwest. Williams gives it to Cooper. He's at the right wing. Pulls up from three in transition, and he hits it from the outside in transition. Deshaun Cooper with 6 points. 15-13 our score. Northwest in front. At the left wing is Fleming. Fleming gives it to the right side for Moikabu. Pulls up from three. No good off the glass. Rebounded by Matt Wallace for Northwest. Ball's the other way. Dish down low for Starzl. Goes up with the right hook. Off the glass and good from Dylan Starzl. Northwest up by 4, 17-13, with 11:40 to go in the half. Nicholson with the ball now, running to point. He'll go to the right side for Dwayne Brunson. He'll work into the right block. Goes up for a shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kozad for Northwest. Cooper going the other way in transition to the right wing for Wallace. Wallace with the ball, dribbles up to the top of the key, gives it to the left wing for Cooper. Cooper dribbling to the left side along the paint. Goes up, kick out, right wing, Williams pulls up from three, shot off the back rim, no good, and going for the rebound is Kozad, but now they will call a foul on Grant Kozad. They will say he was holding, so Kozad will pick up the foul, the 6'8 junior out of Kearney. Checking in for Northwest is the freshman Zach Schneider as well as Connor Crooker. So on the floor for Northwest currently is Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, Connor Crooker, Grant Kozad, and Bryson Williams. Northwest leading 17-13 with 11:17 to go here in the half. Nicholson bringing the ball to the left side of the floor from our left to our right. He'll come to the top of the key. Goes up by himself, isolated. Goes up for the right layup, and he will be fouled on the shot attempt. It's Kozad picking up the foul for Northwest, his second personal. So going to the line will be Craig Nicholson for Fort Hays State. Checking in for Fort Hays State is Andrew Victoria, 6'8 senior center out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. And now Dylan Starzl checks into the game for Northwest, and Kozad comes off as Nicholson's first free throw attempt was no good. Nicholson back set, second free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. 6 points for Nicholson. Matt Wallace running the point now for Northwest at the top of the key. Dribbles to the left side. Picks up a dribble kick, right corner. Schneider pulls up from three. Shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Nicholson for Fort Hays State. Nicholson coming the other way in transition. Kick out for Fleming. Fleming going inside, now pulling it back out, being guarded by Crooker. Now at the top of the key is Moikabu. Gives it to the right side for Fleming. Fleming now to the left wing for Moikabu. Law pass inside on the low block for Victoria. Kick back out to Moikabu. And the ball is off the hands of Achoki Moikabu and out of bounds. So Northwest with the ball after the turnover. 17-14 our score. Bearcats in front. 10:30 to go in the half. Matt Wallace drilling up the right side of the floor. Now to the right wing for Williams. Williams back to Wallace in the right corner. Looking down low. Gets it to Schneider at the high post. Now who gives it back to Wallace? Back to Schneider. Pump fake from three. Not there. Now the left wing is Williams to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker being guarded by Fleming. Now to the left corner for Williams. Driving baseline. Bounce pass down low for Starfield. Goes up for the shot and he will be fouled by Victoria on the play. But Dylan Starzl going back to the free throw line. That's the first personal foul on Andrew Victoria, the 6'8 senior out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Two shots here for Starzl. The first one is on its way, and it is good. Checking in for Fort Hays State is Tom Gabrick, and coming off will be Achoki Moikabu. Second free throw attempt from Starzl is good. 19-14 our score. Northwest in front. Just over 10 minutes to play in the half. Top of the key now is Nicholson. Out to the left wing for Gabrick. Gabrick guarded by Williams. Hard pressure, man-to-man defense by Northwest. Now to the right wing for Fleming. Fleming dribbles to the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Gabrick. Pulls up from three. No good, but the putback is there from Victoria on the... Basically an alley-oop off the backboard almost, but it was a shot attempt, but Victoria comes up with the basket. Now at the top of the key for Northwest. He's at the left wing is Williams. Now dribbles in between the circles. Now to the right side for Wallace, and Wallace can't handle the ball on the pass, and it goes out of bounds. A turnover for Northwest, and a couple subs coming in is Cooper and Tyler Funk. But a media timeout is taken in the action, and we're going to take a break as well. Northwest Missouri State leading 19-16 with 9:34 to go in the half. Back in 60 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pittsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here at Hayes, Kansas. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball on KXCB Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, the flagship stations of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Fort Hays State with the ball now. It is Nicholson at the right wing for the Tigers. Now to the right corner for Brunson. He'll pull up from just inside the three-point line. Shot no good, and the ball will be rebounded by Tyler Funk for Northwest. Northwest leads 19-16 with 9:10 to go in the half. Now Crooker with the ball at the left wing for Northwest. Kicks it to the left corner for a wide-open Schneider. Bad pass. Goes out of bounds. That was a missed opportunity there with Schneider being a deadly three-point shooter. As he's only a freshman. He's 6'7", but he's very well-known for hitting threes from the outside. But he had a wide-open look, but there was a bad pass that went out of bounds. Now Gabrick with the ball for Fort Hays. He will go inside the paint and going for the shot. He is fouled, and it will be a 1-1. For Tom Gabrick. Foul called on Deshaun Cooper. Be his first personal and fifth team foul for Northwest. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the half. 19-18 Northwest in front. Gabrick getting set to the line. Shooting one free throw to complete the end one. Free throw attempt is on its way. And it is good. 19-19 tie, just under 9 minutes to go. Cooper with the ball across the timeline in between the circles. Gives it to the left wing. Schneider pulls up from three, and he hits it from the outside. We just talked about it, and he does it there. The freshman, Zach Schneider, hitting a three-pointer. 22-19, our score. Conradi with the ball at the left wing, who just checked back in. Now to the top of the key for Brunson. Brunson, pump fake, drives inside the lane, goes up with the right hook, and he will be fouled. As a shot missed high off the glass, but nonetheless, he will go to the line shooting two. And that foul goes on Connor Crooker, picking up his first personal foul. And it is the sixth team foul for Northwest. As check that, that will actually be the second personal foul on Crooker. First free throw from Brunson on its way off the front rim and rolls back in. It's good. Crooker will be subbed out, and now Bryson Williams checks into the game for Northwest as Achoki Moikabu checks in for Fort Hays State. Brunson, second free throw on its way, and good. Northwest with the ball now. Cooper at the top of the key. Northwest up by one. 22-21 our score, 8:20 to go in the first half. Cooper at the top of the key. Pulls up from three with the man in his face. And what a shot! Deshaun Cooper hits it from the outside. 25-21 our score, Northwest in front, just over 8 minutes to go in the half. Moikabu with the ball at the top of the key, being guarded by Cooper, now to the right wing for Gabrick. Gabrick back to Brunson, just inside the three-point line. Now Gabrick with the ball in between the circles, drives inside the lane, the ball's tipped away, and stolen by Schneider for Northwest. And a timeout taken by the Bearcats, a smart timeout as Schneider gained possession. So we're going to take a quick break as well with just under 8 minutes to go in the half. Northwest up 25-21. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out here at Hayes, Kansas, Northwest up by four coming out of the timeout, 25-21, 8 minutes to go in the half. Cooper bringing up the left side of the floor. Now goes in between the circles. Now he'll drive inside. Kick to the left corner. Starzl pulls up from three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Fort Hays State. It was Stoppel coming up with it. A rare three-point attempt there by Starzl. Now Fort Hays State. Stoppel with the ball at the top of the key. Being guarded by Schneider. Now Cooper comes away. Knocks it away. Now Fort Hays recovers as at the left wing is Moikabu. Ball knocked away and now stolen by Bryston Williams for Northwest. Now, quick in transition, Funk the other way, dribbles along the baseline, kicks it to the top of the key for Williams. Williams going inside. Fadeaway jumper inside the three-point line, no good. Rebounded by Fort Hays State. Moikabu coming the other way in transition. He'll give it to Gabrick at the right wing. Gabrick picks up his dribble, now guarded by Funk. Nowhere to go with the ball, now he gives it to Moikabu in between the circles. Moikabu dribbling inside, kick out to the left wing for Stoppel, pulls up from 15 feet, shot no good, rebounded by Deshaun Cooper for Northwest. Just under 7 minutes to play here in the half, 25-21, Northwest in front. Cooper at the left wing, dribbles inside, now kick out, now back to Cooper, now to the right wing for Funk. Funk takes a screen from Starzl, kick to the left wing for Cooper. Cooper driving inside, goes inside the lane, looking to dish off, gives it to Funk at the right corner. Funk now driving baseline, gives it to Starzl at the right block. Starzl goes up for the shot, and now a jump ball will be called between Starzl and Brunson. Possession arrow in favor of Fort Hays State. Now, Matt Wallace will check in for Northwest, and Deshaun Cooper will come out, and now Connor Crooker checks into the game, and Tyler Funk will now come out. So Fort Hays State has possession, 6:30 to go here in the half, 25-21 rather, Northwest with the lead. Nicholson back into the game for Fort Hays State. He gives it to Conradi. He's at the top of the key, being guarded by Williams. Conradi now to the wing, and it's stolen by Connor Crooker. Crooker one on two the other way, goes in with a left-handed runner in the lane, and it's good by Connor Crooker. And now a timeout will be called by head coach Mark Johnson for Fort Hays State. 27-21, Northwest with the lead with 6:10 to play here in the first half. So Northwest getting a six-point lead here against Fort Hays State. And they've got 9 points from Deshaun Cooper, all three-point shots. Also, Bryston Williams with 6 points. And then Dylan Starzl with 5, and Crooker and Kozak each with 2. And then Zach Schneider hitting that 1 3-point shot he had. He has 3 points. And leading the scoring for Fort Hays State is the center, Dwayne Brunson. He has 8 points and also 3 blocks already on defense. So coming out of the timeout, Northwest up by 6, 27-21 with 6:10 to play here in the first half. Nicholson will bring the ball to the floor for Fort Hays State. He's at the top of the key, drives inside the lane, kick to the right corner for Fleming, pull up from three, and the shot is good from the outside from James Fleming. 27-24, Northwest up by 3. Williams with the ball at the right wing for Northwest, now to the top of the key for Wallace. Wallace to the right corner for Crooker. Crooker takes a screen, dribbles to the top of the key, now to the right wing for Schneider. Now back to Crooker. Crooker kick out for Wallace. Wallace inside the paint, now pulls up from just inside about 5 feet, and he hits the fadeaway jumper. 29-24, Northwest with the lead. And then the other way, Nicholson drives inside the paint, fadeaway 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Wallace for Northwest. 29-24, our score, 5 minutes to play here in the first. Crooker with the ball, now to the right wing for Williams, now to Starzl, now to the left side for Wallace. Wallace dribbles inside the paint, kick to the right corner to Schneider, pulls up from three, and it's good from Zach Schneider from the outside. He's 2 for 2 for 3-point field goals. It's Brunson with the ball for Fort Hays at the right wing, now to the top of the key for Jared Tadlock. Tadlock back in the game, regarded by Schneider. Now they give it to Conradi, who will reset the offense, now to Nicholson. Nicholson in between the circles, dribbles to the left wing, looking down low in the low block for Brunson, gets it, right hook on its way, no, now he dishes it off, kick out for Fleming, right wing, 3-point shot up, no good, and will be rebounded by Williams for Northwest. Outlet pass to Wallace up the right side of the floor, across the timeline, now he'll dribble in between the circles. Wallace now to the left, being guarded by Nicholson. Now he'll dribble off his foot, and the ball will be nearly out of bounds, but he recovers. Now he'll skip past to the left side of the floor for Crooker. Crooker inside the lane, pulls up runner in the lane off the glass. Shot rolls, no good. And rebounded by Starzl. The putback is on its way, no good. But he will be fouled, and will go to the line shooting two. That foul goes against Dwayne Brunson, the center for this Fort Hays State team. Second personal on him. And now a break in the action with the media timeout. 32-24 Northwest in front. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back out here in Hays, Kansas, Northwest up by 8, coming out of the timeout, 32-24. As it will be Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line, shooting two for Northwest. On the floor for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper, Matt Wallace, Bryston Williams, Zach Schneider, and Dylan Starzl. Starzl getting set now. First free throw attempt from him is on its way. And the shot is off the back rim, no good. Starzl set, second free throw is good. Go. 6 points for Dylan Starzl here this afternoon. Nicholson with the ball now for Fort Hays, gives it to the right wing for Tadlock. Now top of key back to Nicholson. Now bounce pass down low in the low block for Brunson. Goes up with the left hook, shot off the glass, no good, but he will be fouled. And he will go to the line shooting two. As the foul goes against Dylan Starzl, it'll be his first personal foul and seventh team foul for Northwest. Brunson at the line, first free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. 33-25 our score. Bearcats with the lead with 3:48 to play in the half. Brunson getting set now, second free throw attempt on its way, no good off the front rim, rebounded by Schneider for Northwest. Now Wallace with the ball. Here we go. Dribbles up the center of the floor. Now to the right side. Looking down low. Bounce pass inside for Starzl. Low block. Right hook on its way. And good off the glass from Dylan Starzl. Northwest up by 10. 35-25. 3:30 to go in the half. Nicholson with the ball at the top of the key. Down to the left side for Fleming. Fleming being guarded by Cooper. Now back to Nicholson on the right side. He'll be guarded by Wallace, dribbles right baseline, goes up with a jumper, shot no good, rebounded by Brunson, put back is there from Dwayne Brunson. 35-27, Northwest with the lead. Just over 3 minutes to play, Cooper up the right side of the floor, now to the top of the key, now to the left side for Williams. Williams at the left wing. Now he'll give it back to Cooper. Cooper dribbling inside the paint, now kick out, bounce pass down low for Starzl in the left block, goes up with the right hook, off the glass, rolls around, no good, but rebounded by Wallace for Northwest. Cooper back with the ball, he'll pull up from three from way outside, and he hits it. 12 points for Deshaun Cooper, he hit it from way downtown. 38-27 our score, Northwest up by 11. Timeout taken by Mark Johnson, the head coach of Fort Hays State. 2:44 left in the half, and Northwest with an 11-point lead in this MIAA matchup. Northwest undefeated in conference play so far this season. They're 2-0 coming into this game. Fort Hays State, they're looking for their first conference win. They're 0-2, but they have a great record on the season. They're 8-2, so their two losses being conference games. So they're really looking to get on the winning track here in MIAA play. Both teams breaking from their timeout huddles. Jorge State will have possession of the basketball coming out of the break. They'll inbound it from the backcourt as it will be Nicholson bringing the ball up the floor. Nicholson to the left wing for Fleming. Fleming gets a screen from Stoppel. Now to the right side for Conradi. Now to the right wing for Nicholson. Nicholson drives inside the paint along the left side. Bounce pass to the left corner. And it's a 5-foot jumper from Carson Conradi. He gets his first points here this afternoon. Cooper with the ball now for Northwest across the timeline. Now to the left side. Back to Cooper at between the circles. Cooper to the left wing for Williams. Williams skip pass right side of the floor for Schneider. Schneider gives it back to Cooper and out to the left wing for Williams. Williams down low for Wallace. Kick to the right corner. Schneider pulls up from three. Good from Zach Schneider from the outside. His third three-pointer here this evening. 9 points out of Schneider and a 41-29 Northwest lead. 1:50 to go in the half. Conradi with the ball at the left wing for Fort Hays State. He's guarded by Williams, being guarded tightly. Now it's Nicholson with the ball at the right wing, dish down low in the fight for the ball, and they will call a hold. It's a foul that will be called. Looks like perhaps it will be on Bryston Williams, and it is called on Bryston Williams. And it'll be his second personal foul, eighth team foul for Northwest. Tom Gabrick checks into the game for Fort Hays State as James Fleming will come off. At the line for Fort Hays State for the 1-1 is Jake Stoppel, the 6'5 sophomore at Wilson, Kansas. Stoppel getting set. First free throw attempt at the 1-1 on its way. Rattles out. No good. Rebounded by Wallace. Now a whistle blown. And they're going to let the substitution come in. It's Tyler Funk. He will sub into the game, and Bryston Williams will have a seat. So Northwest with the ball. They'll inbound in the backcourt. They're up 41-29 with 1:40 to go in the half. Cooper up the left side of the floor, now in between the circles. Gives it to the right wing for Funk. Back to Cooper. Now to the left side for Schneider. Schneider looking. Not there. Still not there. Looking down low. Now gives it to Funk. Now to the right wing for Cooper. Right low block for Starzl. Right hook on its way, and it's good off the glass from Dylan Starzl. Every time he gets the ball in the low block, you just have that feeling he's going to put it in. 43-29. Bearcats with the lead. Now this ball will be stolen away by Matt Wallace, and he was going out of bounds, so he just threw the ball back in, trying to save it. And it will be saved by Fort Hays State. It's now a little confusion here. A little whistle blown, so they'll let Fort Hays State inbound it on the near side. They're going from our left to our right. Nicholson at the top of the key, being guarded by Cooper. Now he's looking, not there, goes to the right wing for Brunson. Brunson guarded by Starzl. Now top the key, and the ball be thrown away and goes out of bounds. Untouched into the crowd. Goes the basketball. Turnover, 55 seconds remaining in the half. 43-29, Northwest in front is now Andrew Victoria will check in for Fort Hays State. He's a 6'8 center out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Cooper with the ball at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets a screen from Schneider. Dribbles back to the left. Goes inside the paint. Fade away. 10-foot jumper. Oh, and it's good. Tickles the twine. 13 points for Deshaun Cooper. 45-29. Northwest in front. Nicholson at the top of the key. 30 seconds left in the half. Goes up for a shot attempt off the glass. And it's good from Craig Nicholson. Cooper bringing the ball to the back floor now. Shot clock has been turned off. 18 seconds left in the half. Northwest up by 14, 45-31. Looking for one more shot here. Cooper buying some time. He's in between the circles. Isolated offense now. Cooper, 5 seconds on the clock. Dribbles in the lane. Looking to kick out. Not there. Kick out. Top the key. Funk pulls up from three. And the shot is good from Tyler Funk. He hits it as the buzzer sounds. Tyler Funk with a 3-point shot. And Northwest goes into the locker room up 48-31 at halftime here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. What a shot. What a play. What a way to end the half. Northwest up by 17 points here at halftime, 48-31. When we come back, we'll be ready for a halftime report. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Welcome back into Hayes, Kansas. I'm Brent Barnett here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And here at halftime, Northwest Missouri State up 48-31 over Fort Hays State. And a lot of scoring for Northwest. They're 17 of 32 from the floor. They're shooting 53%. From the outside, they're 10 of 14, an amazing 71% shooting from three-point range. And then from the free throw line, they're 4 of 6, which is 66.7%. And for Fort Hays State, they're 12 of 22 from the floor. So Northwest has 10 more shot attempts than Fort Hays State here going into the break. Fort Hays State shooting 54% from the field and only 16% from the outside. But they also got to the line for 9 free throw attempts, and they've hit 6 of them for 66%. So we stand at 48-31 here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State with the lead here in this MIAA conference matchup. Northwest looking to finish them off here in the second half and remain undefeated in conference play. When we come back, we'll speak to the head coach of the Northwest women, Michael Smith, about their game here this afternoon. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back into our halftime show. Northwest Missouri State with the lead at halftime, 48-31. Now I'm joined in by the head coach of the Northwest women, Michael Smith. And, you know, coach, you had a really tough game here this afternoon against Fort Hays State, and your girls really battled back and forth all game.
Yeah, I was extremely proud of our effort, obviously. As we talked in the pregame a little bit, you know, it's what we were looking for, especially after our last game at Bearcat Arena. So it was nice to come out. I felt like we played within ourselves, and particularly in the first 10 minutes, I felt like we were playing on our home floor, really as comfortable as we looked. I guess that's a good way of putting it. We looked really comfortable within our offense, and we were very patient, and we talked about it this week that if we just do what, you know, within what we're won, scout-wise and things like that, that good things will happen. And obviously it showed again today with our overall effort. It was quite a game. I know our kids are exhausted. Fans had definitely had something to see here in Hayes, and it's just a shame that we came out on the short end.
You know, Coach, coming into this game, Fort Hays had, you know, that really high-powered offense, and actually five of their eight games this year they had scored over 85 points. But if you go back to the end of regulation, you guys held them in the 50s on defense. So kind of talk about the defensive effort from your team here this afternoon.
Well, again, that was one of the keys. You know, we talked about, limiting them in transition buckets. They didn't, from what I can remember, I don't remember a whole lot of really open transition buckets for the most part. You know, two was knowing their personnel, knowing who we could back off of, who we couldn't. We were going to play the odds a little bit. Obviously, until that second overtime, our odds were in our favor. But then that third was limiting to one shot. And I think that was the difference. Is we knew they were going to take some shots, and obviously they were going to miss some shots. But we came up out-rebounding them by 10. And I think that was probably the main thing, is we only limited them to one shot. And then we controlled how quick or how slow we wanted to get into our offense. So, you know, we kind of set the tone, I guess you can say, keeping them to scoring a low number. And I credit that a lot to our players, you know, and their defensive effort.
And, you know, when coming into the game for Fort Hays, Caitlin Edwards was one of the top scorers, and you really kept her in check. She had no points in the first half. She did end up around 10. And kind of talk about the way you matched up with her and the way you were able to make her not get as many looks.
Well, you're right. I mean, she was, a third-team all-conference kid, and I think the Lehman kid's a second- or first-team returning all-conference player. So, I think a test of that is with people guarding them, obviously. Annie, when we start our two posts, Annie is a lot more physical than the Edwards kid, and she kind of controlled, you know, what she wanted to do. A lot of times in our league, the Edwards kid's going usually posting up against smaller guards, and she's able to do what she wants. But we really wanted to take that away tonight. And, that was a big key for us in the first half. I think she got in foul trouble, too, which definitely helped.
You know, and today you let Monique start in the lineup after missing last game, letting her recover from her shoulder injury. And she really came through today on all sides of the ball as she was in double figures in scoring and then also was really added on the defensive side as well.
Well, you know, we were going into the game just hoping to get really good minutes from our point guard, her running our point. And you know, she led us in offensive rebounds. I mean, smallest kid on the floor led us an offensive rebound. So I think that kind of tests her heart, you know, a little bit. And, she gets us in scoring, 5 assists, you know, 7 boards total. I mean, like you say, she hadn't practiced full with us since the injury at Emporia, but versus Emporia. So she played a lot of minutes, but, you know, she didn't complain. She stepped up, tried to find a way to help her team, and we're very proud of her effort.
Now, Coach, you start off 0-3 in the MIAA conference schedule so far, but, I mean, there's a whole slate of conference games coming up, and, you know, what are we looking for, you know, here going forward, especially with the homestand next week?
Well, you're right. And I told our kids, no one likes to be 0-3, but we've played a really tough schedule. And, I mean, I talked to our returners. I said, you look at last year's preseason and first semester schedule compared to this semester's, and there's no comparison. We've played a much tougher competition. And, you know, we came in out on the short end of the stick, but I feel like we've really made a lot of progress. And as you mentioned, we got about 8 or 9 days off here for the life and the balance NCAA rule that we have to do. Probably going to be the best thing for some of us. Come back. We got our first 2 games at home against teams that I feel like we match up really, really well with. Oklahoma School's got to come a long ways to come play us. And, you know, we played 3 really good conference teams that started out, you know. So, again, if we have effort like we did today, again, because it was a much different effort than what we had the other night at home against St. Mary. If we have effort like this, there's no doubt that we'll be playing in March, and that's our ultimate goal, is to hopefully get back, you know, to do that. But don't get me wrong, we've got a lot of games between now and then. So, we need to be able to take care of business when we get back from Christmas break.
And, you know, and like you said before the game, you were really wanting your girls to, you know, adjust to this new system this year. And I think we really saw signs of that here this evening in this game.
I thought we looked really good on offense. I mean, I really did. You don't get me wrong. Every team has their limitations, you know. And they were switching 1 through 4 when we knew they were going to. But, doing that, obviously Shelby Mustang steps out and hits some big jumpers from the perimeter, you know, because we knew it was going to be tough on the inside against the 6'4 kid. Annie had some really good moves. Obviously, you know, a couple of them rimmed out, but she had some really good moves in the post. And those are 2 things right there, just for example, that I hadn't seen out of those 2 kids, you know. So they're starting to get out of their comfort zone a little bit, which is only going to help our program get better, to do that. So we had good production all around, I thought, today.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck here coming into this next homestand and the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That was the head coach of the Northwest women, Michael Smith. He had a heartbreaking loss here this afternoon against Fort Hays State, losing 79-69 in double overtime to a Fort Hays State team that came in with a record of 7-1. So that was the head coach, Michael Smith, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, We'll have our full halftime report on this Northwest men's game, as here at halftime they have the lead 48-31 over Fort Hays State. We'll be back after this right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back into the halftime report here. Northwest Missouri State up 48-31 at the half. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network.
So here at the half, Northwest up by 17, and we'll go down the stat line for the Bearcats. First with Dylan Starzl, 10 points at the half. He's 3 of 8 from the floor, also 4 of 6 from the free throw line. He had 3 rebounds. And Deshaun Cooper leading the scoring for Northwest. He has 14 points at the break, 5 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 4 from 3-point range, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists for Deshaun Cooper. Bryston Williams hit the first 2 threes of the game. That was the first 6 points. He has 6 at the half, 2 of 3 from the outside, 2 rebounds, also 2 assists and 1 steal. Connor Crooker for Northwest, a little quiet from the floor here here in the first half. 2 points, 1 of 6 shooting from the floor. He also had 2 steals and 1 assist. Tyler Funk for Northwest with 3 points on that 1 3-pointer he hit at the buzzer to go into halftime. And then Matt Wallace with 2 points. And then Zach Schneider off the bench hitting 3 threes for the Bearcats. He has 9 points. He's 3 of 4. And he also has 1 steal. And Grant Kozad got in foul trouble early on. He only played 6 minutes. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Now for Fort Hays State, Jared Tadlock with no points in the first half. Dwayne Brunson leading the way with 11, 4 of 7 from the floor. And Craig Nicholson for Fort Hays State had 8 points, 3 of 5 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 4 assists, 2 steals. Carson Conradi, the big high-threat 3-point shooter, Elton, no 3-point shots in the first half and only 2 points. And they've matched Bryston Williams up with him, so they've done a good job at matching up on Carson Conradi in the first half with only 2 points. And then Tom Gabrick with 5 points for Fort Hays State, 2 of 3 from the floor, also has 1 assist. And then rounding out the scoring, James Fleming with 3 and Andrew Victoria off the bench with 2 points. So here at the halftime, Northwest Missouri State up 48-31 over Fort Hays State. They'll look to keep it going in the second half and try to remain undefeated in conference play. When we come back, we'll be ready for second half action right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
On the Bearcat Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett here for the call here this afternoon.
as Northwest is a little in celebration mode here today as they won their fourth NCAA Division II National Championship in football. Northwest won that against Lenoir Rhine this afternoon down in Florence, Alabama. So a big congratulations to the Northwest Missouri State football team in their fourth national championship in school history. It was their eighth appearance in title games. So just a great day for Bearcat Nation for the football team as well. So we are ready for the second half of play. Northwest will have possession coming out of the break. And they were up 48-31, a 17-point margin here coming into the second half. And they've been on fire from the outside, shooting 10 of 14 from three-point range. Both teams are on the floor ready to go, but some officials are discussing some problems, however, along the side, trying to figure something out as now the head official comes over to the scoreboard. So Northwest looking to remain undefeated at conference play. They're 7-4 on the season. 2-0 in the MIAA, looking for that third win. Fort Hays State, no wins in the conference. They're 8-2, both losses being conference games. On the floor for Northwest, here to start the second half is Deshaun Cooper, Bryston Williams, Connor Crooker, Kyle Schlake, and Dylan Starzl. The starting bunch for this team. And on the floor for Fort Hays State is number 21, Jake Stoffel, also Nicholson, Tom Gabrick, and then the big shooter, Carson Conradi, was held to 2 points in the first half, and then down low with the big man, Dwayne Brunson, the 6'7" senior out of Queens, New York. So now we are ready to go here for the second half of play here at the Coliseum, the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. It'll be Northwest with the ball from our left to our right. Cooper with the ball, now a foul called early on. No, rather not a foul. They'll just blow the whistle. They'll restart it. And they'll reset the shot clock. So now Northwest has the ball, and they're ready to start the half. From our left to our right, Cooper at the right wing. Bounce pass in the right block for Starzl. Goes up with the right hook. Shot block. And they'll call this a jump ball. So Starzl getting double-teamed down, though, by Conradi and Brunson. And that will be a jump ball in possession for Fort Hays State. 48-31, our score. Bearcats have the lead. Nicholson at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Gabrick. Gabrick looking down low, not there. Now to the right corner for Nicholson, who will bounce past it to the top of the key for Stoffel. Stoffel left wing for Conradi. Conradi looking for a shot. Not there. Being double-teamed. While passed down low for Stoffel. Kick out to the right wing for Nicholson. Drives inside. Shot off the glass with the runner, and it's good from Craig Nicholson. 19:20 to go in the game, 48-33, Bearcats in front. Williams with the ball at the left wing for Bearcats. Now to the top of the key for Schlake. Schlake to the right side for Cooper. Cooper dribbling to the left to the top. Now inside the lane, goes up for the shot attempt, and the ball will be blocked and goes out of bounds. It will remain with Northwest. Cooper now inbounding underneath the basket along the baseline. And he'll lob it up for Starzl. Now back to Cooper at the top of the key to reset the offense. Cooper dribbling right, goes inside the lane, dribbles in between his legs, loses the handle, stolen by Nicholson for Fort Hays State. Now it's Gabrick coming the other way in transition. And he will drive inside the lane, go up for the righty hook, and no foul called, and he will miss the shot, and it will be Northwest ball. Head coach Mark Johnson not happy, looking for the foul, and it's not there. Sean Cooper bringing the ball up the floor for Northwest up the right side. Now at the right wing, kick out to the right corner for Cooker. Cooker now to the top of the key for Williams. Williams dribbles to the left wing, gets it to Schlake. Schlake back to Cooper to the right side. Cooper dribbles to the middle. Now to the right wing for Cooker. Cooker looking down low. Not there. Drives inside. Kick out. Cooper at the top. Pulls up just inside the three-point line. Shot no good off the front rim. Out of bounds it goes. Off of Dylan Starzl. It will be Fort Hays State basketball. 48-33 our score. Bearcats with the lead. 18:20 left here in the game. Nicholson at the top of the key for Fort Hays. Now to the left wing for Conradi. Conradi, the high threat three-point shooter. Now to the right corner. Skip pass for Nicholson. Looking down low. Not there. He'll pull up from the right wing. And the shot is no good. Rebounded by Stoffel for Fort Hays State. Now to the right wing for Nicholson. Being guarded by Cooper. Nicholson gives it to Brunson at the right corner.
Brunson goes inside on Schley. Right hook on his way off the glass. Shot no good, but he will be fouled. And we'll go to the line shooting two. Kyle Schley picks up the foul for Northwest. So Schley picks up his first personal foul, be the first team foul for Northwest. Brunson at the line shooting, his first free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Brunson getting set, second one on the way, and it's good as well. 12 points for Dwayne Brunson. Cooper bringing the ball to the floor, up by 13. Cooper at the right wing gives it to the top key for Crooker. Crooker to the left side for Williams. Williams dribbles to the left corner. Looking inside. Law pass inside for Startle. Now being double teamed. Kicks it back out for Cooper in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Crooker. Crooker inside the lane. And it will be stolen away by Nicholson. Nicholson is a 2-on-1 fast break. Gets Gabrick the other way with a right-handed layup. 48-37. Fort Hays State back within 11. And a timeout taken by head coach Ben McCollum. And we're going to take a quick break as well. Northwest up by 11, 48-37 with 17:25 to go in the ballgame. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here at Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State up 48-37. And so far, Fort Hays State's the only one scoring in the second half. They've got 6 points. Northwest hasn't got on the board yet, so they're on a little 6-0 run. Now within 11 points, Deshaun Cooper leading the scoring for Northwest. He has 14. Dylan Starzl at the post, he has 10 points for Northwest. And for Fort Hays State, leading the scoring is Dwayne Brunson with 13 and Nicholson with 10. The Northwest will have possession of the basketball. On the floor for the Bearcats is Deshaun Cooper, Bryson Williams, Matt Wallace, Grant Kozad, and Dylan Starzl. Wallace running the point now for Northwest up the left side of the floor. He'll give it to Cooper at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Williams. Williams looking. Down low, not there. Still looking. Now drives right baseline. Williams going up for the shot, and there is a foul on the floor, as that foul will be called on Tom Gabrick. Gabrick picks up his first personal foul and first team foul of the half for Fort Hays State. Cooper set the inbound along the baseline, gets it into Williams on the lob at the top of the key. Now to the left side for Wallace. Wallace skip pass to the right side for Cooper. Cooper takes a screen, kick to the right corner. Now top of the key for Wallace. Wallace in between the circles, dribbles, kick out. Cooper, left wing, pulls up from three, and he hits it. Deshaun Cooper from the outside. Unbelievable performance from Deshaun Cooper. He's 5 of 5 from three-point range to start throughout this game. He has 17. Gabrick with the ball out for Fort Hays State at the top of the key. Now gives it to Stoppel, rather. He'll lob down low for Brunson, and the put-in from Brunson is good. 51-39, Bearcats with the lead. Cooper up the right side of the floor at the right wing, drives inside the lane. Lob down low for Kozad. Lefty hook is on the way off the glass and good from Grant Kozad. Another assist for Deshaun Cooper. 53-39, our score. Bearcats with the lead. Conradi with the ball at the right wing, being guarded by Wallace. Conradi dribble back, trying to look for a shot. Now being double-teamed. Lob pass down low for Stoppel. He'll go up with the reverse lay-in, and it's good from Jake Stoppel. That's his first 2 points of the evening. Cooper up the right side of the floor. Looking down low, not there. Now takes the screen, dribbles inside the paint, gives it to Starzl, back to Cooper at the right wing. Now to the left side for Williams. Williams looking down low, gets it to Kozad. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. No, it's saved by Stoppel, and Fort Hays with possession. Nicholson at the other end, drives inside the paint, jump stop, and he gets the bucket off the glass. And now a timeout will be taken by Northwest coach Ben McCollum.
53-43, Fort Hays State within 10. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of second half action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Northwest up, coming out of the timeout by 10 points, 53-43. Just 15:30 to go in this ballgame. Northwest has possession. Cooper bringing the ball up the back floor. Now across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. We'll take a screen from Starzl. Dribbles to the right. Goes inside the paint. Kick out. Top of the key for Williams. Now to the right side for Wallace. Wallace ball pass it inside for Starzl. At the right block. Being double teamed. Kick out. Now for Kozad. Underneath at the left block. Left hook on its way. No good. Rebounded by Cooper. Down to the left wing for Williams at the top. Now Williams gives it to Kozad. Now the ball poked away and stolen by Conradi. Going the other way with a right-handed layup. And it's good. Another turnover by Northwest Missouri State brings Fort Hays State within 8 points, 53-45. Cooper with the ball at the right wing, dribbles inside the paint, and the ball knocked away. Fight for it now on the floor as now both teams scampering after it. Fort Hays State with possession, and they come out with it. It's 2-on-2 the other way. Nicholson in the backcourt now across the timeline, goes in for the shot, and he'll be fouled on the lay-in. He'll go to the line shooting two. Craig Nicholson. That foul will be called on Bryson Williams. He picks up his third. Checking in for Northwest, Zach Schneider and Connor Crooker. And now another break in the action as it's a media timeout. We'll be back after this, back in 60 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Coming out of the break, Northwest up 53-45, an 8-point margin now. They're up by 17 at halftime. And so far, Fort Hays State on a 14-5 run to start the second half. That's where we stand with a 53-45 score. So now Craig Nicholson will go to the free throw line, shooting two for Fort Hays State. Nicholson getting set, first free throw attempt on its way, off the front rim, and it is good. 13 points for Craig Nicholson. He's now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Second attempt on its way, and it's good as well. 14 points out of Nicholson, and a 53-47 Bearcat lead. Cooper up the right side of the floor, now to the top key for Schneider. Schneider now to Crooker. Crooker now to the right wing for Cooper. Cooper getting a screen, now dribbles inside the paint, goes up for the shot attempt, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it will remain with Northwest. Cooper with the ball, inbounds to the right corner for Schneider. Schneider getting away from traffic now, gives it to the top key for Crooker. Now to the left wing for Wallace. Wallace getting a screen from Schneider, dribbles inside the paint. Ball nearly knocked away. As it's Cooper, he'll pull up from three, and he hits it from the outside again. There's Sean Cooper. 20 points from Deshaun Cooper, and he's 6 of 6 from the outside. Nicholson with the ball at the top of the key, drives inside the right side of the paint, and the shot is up, no good, rebounded by Crooker for Northwest. Northwest up 56-47.
at the top of the key now for Northwest. This goes down now to the right wing for Cooper. Cooper with the ball now to the left side for Wallace. Takes a screen from Schneider. Dribbles to the left, back to Schneider. Now back to Wallace at the left wing. Wallace goes inside the paint, goes up for the shot. And the shot is blocked, knocked away, but Cooper comes up with it for Northwest. Cooper dribbles to the right, pulls up from three again. Shot off the front of the rim, no good from Deshaun Cooper. Nicholson with the ball in transition. Lob pass down low for Brunson. Not there. Oh, he recovers and gets it, and the putback is up for Brunson, and it's good. 17 points for Brunson. It's Wallace now. Lob pass down low in the left block for Kozad. Left hook on its way, and good off the glass from Grant Kozad. 58-49 our score. Bearcats with the lead. 12:50 to go in the game. It is Nicholson at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Conradi. And now a foul will be called on Matt Wallace. Checking in for Northwest, Dylan Starzl, and Grant Kozab will come off. Also, Marty Wendell will check in for Fort Hays State. He's the first time we've seen him this evening. Marty Wendell's a 6'6" senior forward out of Ingalls, Kansas. So Nicholson in at the top of the key. Also, James Fleming checked in for Fort Hays. Nicholson drives inside the paint. Kick out right corner for Fleming. Not there. Fleming back to the top of the key. Guarded by Crooker. Fleming looking for something. Now gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson dribbles in between the circles. Now inside the paint. Kick out to the right corner. Fleming drives right baseline. Goes up for the shot. Not there. And rebounded by Schneider for Northwest. Matt Wallace now gives it to Schneider. Now to the left wing for Crooker. Crooker, lob pass down low for Starzl. In the low block. Left hook. Not there. No. And he'll throw the ball away. And Schneider comes up with it. Now back to Cooper. Cooper at the left wing. Skip pass to the right side of the court for Wallace in the right corner. Wallace looking down low. Skip pass. Schneider at the left corner. Pump fake. Goes inside the left baseline. Not there. Skip pass now to the right corner. Wallace goes up. And he will be fouled. Not a shooting foul, however. It will be on the floor. Foul will go against Carson Conradi. Third personal foul on Conradi, and now Bryson Williams checks in for Northwest, and coming off will be Deshaun Cooper. Matt Wallace will inbound along the baseline, gets it into Crooker at the right corner. Crooker now inside the lane, looking down low, now loses a handle on it. The ball will be poked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Crooker, so it'll be a turnover and Fort Hays State basketball. 58-49 our score. Northwest in front with 11:50 to go. Nicholson bringing the ball up the back floor. Now across the timeline. Now he'll dribble to the left wing, guarded by Wallace. Nicholson looking, not there. Now bounce pass in for Conradi at the left block. Now to the left side for Wendell, and he will be called for a travel. So a turnover for Fort Hays State. Wallace running the point now with Cooper on the sideline. Now to the right side for Crooker. Crooker gives it to the right for Williams. Now to the left side for Wallace. Wallace goes inside, top the key. Now the ball is stolen, knocked away by Conradi. He's going the other way, one-on-one with Williams. Goes up for the righty layup, and it's good for Carson Conradi. 58-51. Fort Hays State within 7 points now. On a 20-10 run. Wallace at the right corner. Drives baseline. Not there. Kicks it out. And the ball will be thrown away into the backcourt. And out of bounds it goes from Matt Wallace. A turnover for Northwest. Just under 11 minutes to play. And a turnover will be Fort Hays State ball. Nicholson at the top of the key for Fort Hays State. Looking into the right block. It's Brunson looking for a shot, not there. Kick back out now to the left side for Fleming. Fleming inside the paint, goes up with the runner in the lane, and it's good from James Fleming. 58-53, Northwest in front. Wallace running the point up the left side of the floor. Now in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Crooker. Crooker being guarded by Fleming. Crooker dribbles inside the lane. Goes up for the runner, and the shot is no good, but he was fouled and will go to the line shooting two. Foul goes on James Fleming. He will pick up his first personal and third, or rather third team foul, yes, for Fort Hays State. Cooker at the line, shooting two. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. On the season, Connor Crooker is an 88% free throw shooter. He's 31 of 35. Next free throw attempt on its way, and good. 60-53, Northwest up by 7, 10:30 to go in the game. Nicholson running the point for Fort Hays State. He'll bring it up the backcourt, now across the timeline, in between the circles. They're going from our right to our left. Now, it's Wendell with the ball. Back to Fleming at the top of the key. Now to Conradi, who has not shot a three yet in this game. Dribbles right baseline. This ball is tipped, knocked away, and out of bounds it goes. Nice touch by Northwest. So Fort Hays State will inbound along the baseline. Set to inbound. Bounce pass down low for Fleming. And no shot as he was fouled before he could get a shot attempt off. And now the officials are discussing who got the foul. The foul will be called on number 20, Tyler Funk, for Northwest. This is first personal. 14th foul for Northwest. Inbounding once again along the baseline. Nicholson looking. Bounce pass inside for Conradi. And it's there with the righty runner in the lane. He's starting to get it going here in the second half. Cooper with the ball at the right wing. Dribbles inside the paint, looking for something. Not there. Kick out. Schneider at the left wing. Pulls up. He pump fakes. Now gives it to Williams at the top of the key. Now back to Cooper. Cooper dribbles inside the paint. Kick to Williams. Right corner. Pulled up from three. And it's good from Bryson Williams. Another three-pointer out of Williams gives him 9 points. Williams now 3 for 4 from the outside. Nicholson at the top of the key. Gives it to the left side for Conradi. Now back to Fleming in between the circles to the right side for Nicholson. Takes a screen from Brunson. Guarded by Funk. Brunson with the ball back to Nicholson at the right side. Nicholson driving right baseline. Goes up with a shot attempt and a foul will be called on the shot. As it was called on Funk. Second personal foul on Tyler Funk. 15th foul for Northwest, and now break in the action as we have a media timeout. Northwest up 63-55 going into the media timeout. We'll be back after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back out here at Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State up 63-55 coming out of the media timeout. 9:16 to go here in the game. And at the free throw line for Fort Hays State is Craig Nicholson, the 5'8 sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas. First free throw attempted from him is good. Getting set now again is Nicholson. Free throw attempt on the way, and it rolls around the rim and out. But rebounded by Conradi, and now a foul will be called down low. It looks like they'll call this on Starzl. And so that will be the 16th foul on Northwest Missouri State, and they do call the foul on Starzl, his second personal. Inbound to the left wing for Fleming, pulls up from inside the three-point line, no good, and rebounded by Funk from Northwest. Cooper bringing the ball up the floor, up the right side, now to Schneider, now to the left wing for Williams. Williams, bounce pass down low for Starzl in the left block. Looking for the left hook, and the ball is knocked away and out of bounds. They say a last touch is Starzl, and it will be a turnover.
63-56 our score. Just under 9 minutes to go in the game. Nicholson bringing the ball up the back floor, up the left side, across the timeline. Being guarded by Deshaun Cooper. Now dribbles to the right side of the paint. Kick up near the free throw line for Brunson. Now a floater from Brunson is good. Dwayne Brunson. ...63-58, Northwest with the lead. Now it's at the top of the key with Cooper. 8:30 to go in this game. Deshaun Cooper dribbles inside the lane. Jump stop, and it is good from the runner from Deshaun Cooper. Give him 22 points so far. Now it's Nicholson at the top of the key. Northwest leading by 7 points. Left wing for Conradi. Now to Brunson in between the circles to the right wing for Nicholson. Nicholson to the left side for Brunson. He'll go inside the paint looking for a hook in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Schneider for Northwest. Now it's Williams up the left side of the floor. The man out of Lafayette High School. He'll go to the right wing for Cooper. And everyone thought that Cooper traveled. They don't call it. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams dishes it for the corner and not there as the ball will go out of bounds. And it will be a turnover for Northwest. 65-58 our score. Bearcats with the lead. ...7:41 to go in this game. 16 fouls for Northwest and 3 for Fort Hays State. Other scores throughout the area. Missouri Southern defeats Emporia State 89-60. Missouri Western loses to Central Oklahoma 92-75. Now Nicholson with the ball, gets the inbound across the timeline inside the lane, looking for a runner, goes out for the shot, no good, rebounded by Funk for Northwest. Now will be Crooker running the point, bringing the ball up the floor. Crooker to the left side for Funk. Funk driving in the paint, now kick out left corner, Williams pulls up from three, and it rattles in and out, no good, but Kozad with the putback, and it's good from Grant Kozad. 67-58 our score. Now it's Fleming at the right wing for Fort Hays State. Now he gives it to Victoria. Down to the left side for Nicholson. Nicholson driving inside. Kick out. Conradi, first three-point attempt, and it's good. He finally gets a three-pointer off, and he makes it count. He hit it from way out. 67-61 our score. Bearcats with the lead. 6:55 to go in this game. And there's a timeout. Has been taken by Coach Ben McCollum. We're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Back out here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State in an MIAA matchup. And they're ahead of Fort Hays State 67-61, just under 7 minutes to go in this game. Cooker bringing the ball up the right side of the floor for Northwest. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams bounce pass down low for Starzl. Goes up with the right hook, and he will be fouled going up for the shot attempt. So Starzl going to the line, shooting two. While we have a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball on KXCB Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, the flagship stations of the Bearcat Radio Network.
First free throw attempt from Starzl is good. And that gives Northwest a 68-61 lead. 6:45 to go in this game. Starzl getting back set at the line. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Funk for Northwest. What a play by Tyler Funk. And now a timeout was called by head coach Ben McCollum. And now the other official coming in saying it was a travel violation before the timeout. So it will be a turnover. They call it now officially a travel. So it will be Fort Hays State ball. Nicholson up the left side of the floor to the left wing.
He'll give it to the left corner for Conradi. He'll dribble. Now give it to the right corner. A skip pass to Nicholson. Nicholson dribbling. Gets a screen from Brunson. Back to Brunson. Pulls up from 15 feet. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Williams for Northwest. Up the left side of the floor goes Williams. Now he'll skip pass to the right side for Crooker. Crooker bounce pass inside for Kozad. Kozad looking. Not there. Now goes up with a left hook. Off the glass. No good. And he's fouled going to the line shooting two. That foul will go on Jake Stoppel, the 6'5" sophomore. It'll be his first personal. Fifth team foul for Fort Hays State. Kozad now at the line. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Kozad, an 87% free throw shooter coming into this contest. He now has 9 points. Kozad set now. Second free throw attempt is on its way. And the shot is good. Northwest leads 70-61 with just over 6 minutes remaining in the game. Nicholson with the ball at the left wing. Dribbles to the top key. Pulls up just inside the three-point line. No good. And rebounded by Kozad for Northwest. Outlet pass up the right side of the floor. Now a skip pass to the up to the right side of the floor to Crooker. Now to the left side for Funk. Funk ball pass down low for Starzl. Goes up with the right hook. Shot no good. Put back not good either. Now a fight for the ball underneath. And they'll call a jump ball down low. Possession arrow in favor of the Bearcats. Crooker will inbound along the baseline. Crooker looking to inbound. Not there, not there. Now throws up for Williams, resetting the offense at the top of the key. Williams to the left wing now. Dribbling inside. Looking, not there. Back to Williams. Now to the top key for Funk. Now to the right side for Crooker. Crooker takes a screen. Now gives it to the left side for Funk. Back to Crooker. Crooker looking inside for Kozad on the right block. Kozad will step away for a fadeaway jumper, and he hits it from 10 feet. 11 points for Grant Kozad. 12 points for Kozad. Top of the key, Nicholson. Now to the left side for Gabrick. Looking inside, not there. Gabrick driving. Now gives it to Stoppel. Stoppel working inside the paint. Goes up for a left hook off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Sarno. No, and it's rebounded by Conradi. No good on the putback. And now rebounded by Kozad for Northwest. 72-61, Northwest with the lead. 5 minutes to go. It's Funk with the ball at the top of the key, running the point. Funk now dribbles to the left wing, gives it to the right side for Connor Crooker. And the ball is knocked out of Crooker's hands and goes out of bounds, so it will remain with Northwest Missouri State. Checking in for Northwest is Matt Wallace, as now we'll have a break in the action for a media timeout. And so with the media timeout, we'll take a quick break as well. Northwest up 72-61 going into the break. We'll be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out here in Hays, Kansas, Northwest up 72-61 coming out of the break. 4:44 remaining in this game. Northwest will have possession of the basketball. And so inbound in front of the scorer's table. Other scoring updates throughout the MIAA. Central Missouri falls this afternoon to Northeastern State, 72-71. So Central Missouri picks up their first loss of the season. Also, in other MIAA action, Nebraska Kearney defeats Lindenwood 98-96. That's in men's basketball play. So now Matt Wallace running the point for Northwest, as now he drives in the lane. Kick out Crooker at the left side. Crooker driving in, runner off the glass, and it's good from Connor Crooker. Nicholson running the point for Fort Hays State. He gives it to the left corner for Stoppel. Now to the top key for Conradi. Now to the right wing for Gabrick. Lob pass in for Conradi. Off the glass and good. And he also gets the foul. So the and one situation coming for Carson Conradi. Checking in for Fort Hays State, number 15, Marty Wendell, the 6'6 senior out of Ingalls, Kansas. And coming off will be the big man, Dwayne Brunson, the 6'7 senior. First free throw, rather the only free throw on its way in, and is good on the end one. So Northwest up by 10, 74-64, just over 4 minutes to go. Crooker with the ball, and he will be nearly fouled. Now he will be fouled by Tom Gabrick on the far sideline along the left side. And with that, that will be the 7th team foul, or rather the 6th team foul, so it's not the 1-1. That foul went against Tom Gabrick, so it's his 2nd. The top key is Dylan Stargell. He gives it to Crooker. Now to the left side for Wallace. Lob pass in for Kozad on the left block. Kozad shot not there, so he'll keep it. Now still working. Now the ball's poked away and stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson in transition. Going up, spinning, going up for a shot. Not good as the ball goes out of bounds. It was blocked underneath. Now Deshaun Cooper will check back into the game for Northwest as well as Dwayne Brunson for Fort Hays State. Conradi with the ball at the right wing for Fort Hays State. Now gives it to the right corner. Lob pass inside for Brunson at the right block. Working on Starzl. Kick out. Nicholson at the right wing. Nicholson driving in the paint. Goes up for a shot. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Gabrick. And the putback is there for Tom Gabrick. Now Wallace with the ball now. Gets underneath to Starzl. Goes up with the left hook. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Carson Conradi. Now it's Nicholson up the left side of the floor. Dribbles inside the paint. Kick out. 10-foot jumper on the right corner for Stoppel. Not good. Rebounded by Starzl for Northwest. Cooper gives it up the right side of the floor in transition to Wallace. He'll skip it underneath. Up for the shot attempt goes Williams. And the shot is no good, but he is fouled and will go to the line for 2 free throws. Foul called on Jake Stoppel, his 2nd personal and 17th foul for Fort Hays State. Northwest leading 74-66 with 3:11 to go. Williams with 9 points here this afternoon, his first trip to the free throw line. First free throw attempt on its way, and good. Ball, or rather, Williams getting set. Second free throw is good. Nicholson bringing the ball up the back floor across the timeline to the right wing. Now to the top of the key for Gabrick. Gabrick going inside with a lefty runner, and it's good off the glass from Tom Gabrick. And now a timeout has been taken. So a break in the action. 76-68 is our score. Just over 3 minutes to go in this game. So Northwest has the 8-point lead. And they're going to look to seal this game off. They're Northwest undefeated in conference play, looking to go 3-0 in the MIAA. While Fort Hays State came in to today's game with an 8-2 record. And are also have no wins in the MIAA. They're 0-2 in conference play. So they're looking to get their first win in MIAA play and trying to get on the board. Northwest in their way right now as Northwest up by 8, 76-68, with just over 3 minutes to go in this contest. The ball will belong to Northwest as they will inbound in the backcourt. Full court press being applied by Fort Hays State. Kozatz at the inbound. He'll get it in to Wallace along the right side. Now to back to Kozad, looking to break. Now back to Wallace. Skip pass across the floor and across the half-court line to Starzl. And now to Williams. They'll reset the offense. Now to the right side for Deshaun Cooper, being guarded by Nicholson. Cooper looking for a down low. Not there. Cooper getting a screen from Kozad. Now dribbles to left inside the lane. Pulls up for a jumper off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kozad. Put back is there. And he misses it, but he is fouled and will go to the line for 2 shots. That foul will go on Tom Gabrick, his 3rd personal foul and 18th foul for Hays State. Kozad getting set. 87% free throw shooter. Shot on its way, and it is good. Points for Grant Kozad. 77-68 Bearcat lead with 2:32 to go. Kozad now getting set. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 14 for him, and another 10-point lead for Northwest. Tyler Funk checks into the game for Northwest, and Kozad comes off. Nicholson bringing the ball up the back floor for Fort Hays State. He's up the left side, across the timeline now. Goes inside the lane, looking for it. Not there. Kick out. Conrad at the right wing. Now to the top of the key for Brunson. Brunson gives it back to Nicholson, who will pull up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Starville for Northwest. Now a foul called away from the play. As they're discussing who will be the free throw shooter for the end, for the one and one. So the foul still hasn't been said yet who it was on or what it is. So there are officials going to the monitor along the scorer's table to try to figure out who the foul, what the foul was, and who will be going to the free throw line for this one and one. So they are at the monitor discussing the situation right now. So both teams go to the sideline. And Northwest has a 10-point lead. They're up 78-68, but 2:14 to go in this ball game. And they are led right now. Deshaun Cooper has 22 points this evening. He's 6-7 from three-point range, 8-12 from the floor. Also has 6 assists and also 2 rebounds. Bryson Williams with 11 points. Cooker with 6. Starzl with 11. And Schneider with 9. And Kozad with 14. So far, Northwest is shooting 52% from the floor and 68% from the outside. And for Fort Hays State, Brunson with 19 points, Nicholson with 15, Conradi with 14. He's really came through in the second half. He only had 2 at the break. Finally got a 3-point shot down, and he did hit it. Tom Graybrick with 11 points for Fort Hays State. So we stand at 78-68 with our score, and the officials are still along the sideline discussing, trying to find who the foul was on and who will be going to the line for Northwest shooting the 1-1. Pretty decent crowd here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum. And also we'll give you another score update here around the area, around the MIAA. Missouri Southern defeating Emporia State 89-60. Central Oklahoma defeating Missouri Western 92-75. Central Missouri lost its first game of the season. They're 10-1. They lost to Northeastern State 72-71 at Northeastern State. So now it has been decided it will be Tyler Funk going to the free throw line shooting 2 for Northwest. And the foul will be on Tom Gabrick. It'll be his 4th personal. Funk getting set. Free throw on the way of the 1-1, and it's good. 4 points for Funk here this evening off the bench. Second free throw on its way, and good. Nicholson up the center of the floor in between the circles. Being guarded by Cooper. 2 minutes to go in this game. Northwest up 80-68. Kick to the left wing. Gabrick pulls up from three, and he hits it from the outside. And a timeout called by Fort Hays State with just under 2 minutes to go. 80-71 is our score. So Northwest up by 9 here at the break. The timeout taken by Fort Hays State. We're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here in Hays, Kansas, just under 2 minutes to go in this contest. 80-71, Northwest with the lead. So they're looking to seal this game off and go to 3-0 in conference play. Also, big congratulations to the Northwest football team this afternoon, winning their fourth NCAA Division II National Championship. They won that game in Florence, Alabama against Lenoir Rhyne. So a shout-out to the Bearcat football team and all of Bearcat Nation here today for a successful day for Bearcat Athletics as Northwest bringing home the Division II National title in football for the fourth time in school history. Coming out of the break, it will be Northwest with possession of the basketball. Northwest lead by 9 points. So Cozad at the other end of the floor set the inbound. A full court press being applied by Fort Hays State. Looking to get the pass in, not there. And the ball is tipped, knocked away, but recovered by Wallace. And now Wallace will be fouled by Fort Hays State. So Wallace will come down and shoot the 1-1. That foul goes on Fleming. That's actually the 10th team foul, so now Wallace will be in the double bonus. Wallace getting set at the line for the for the double bonus. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Tyler Funk checks into the game for the Bearcats, and coming off is Grant Cozad. On the floor for the Bearcats is Wallace, Cooper, Starzl, as well as Funk and Williams, as the second free throw attempt from Wallace is good. At the other end, it's Fleming going in with a runner in the lane. Shot no good. The ball rolls out of bounds. And it will be Fort Hays State ball. 82-71 our score. Northwest with the lead. Inbounding underneath the basket. And it goes into Fleming. And it's poked away and stolen by Cooper. He's in the backcourt going the other way. Going up for the lay-in. And it is good. Deshaun Cooper with the layup. 24 points from Deshaun Cooper. Now at the other end. And now a blocking foul called on Deshaun Cooper as it was Nicholson driving inside the lane. So Nicholson will go to the line shooting the 1-1. Actually called a shooting foul, so now Nicholson will be going to the line shooting 2. First free throw attempt from Nicholson is good. That gives him 16 points.
Box out here! Hey, who's got the shooter?
Nicholson getting back set at the line. Northwest up by 12 with 1:32 to go. Second free throw on its way and good. 17 points for Craig Nicholson. Now Northwest inbounding. It's Cozad. Now he'll get it to the left side of the floor for Cooper. Cooper now backtracking. Gets across the center circle. Up the left side of the floor. Now a foul will be called at the other end. As the foul is called on number 3, Craig Nicholson. That is actually his second team foul. So Cooper shooting the double bonus here. Late in this contest, Northwest up by 11, 84-73. Cooper getting set for the 1-1. First free throw attempt on its way, and he hits it. Checking in is Dwayne Brunson and Tom Gabrick for Fort Hays State. Second free throw from Cooper is good. 86-73 our score. Northwest with the lead. Nicholson the other way. Goes up, kicks it out to the right wing for Gabrick. Now he'll go up for a runner in the lane. And the shot is no good, but he was fouled. He'll call a blocking foul on Dylan Starzl. Third foul on Starzl, 19 foul for Northwest. So Gabriel going to the line, shooting 2 free throws. So far, he's only been to the line once, and he hit it. He's 1-for-1. Gabriel also has 14 points here this evening. First free throw attempt from Gabriel is good. Gabriel getting set now. Going for his second free throw attempt, and the shot is on its way, and it is in and out, no good, rebounded by Williams for Northwest. Williams bringing the ball up the floor, as they're seeing a double-team trap, and now a foul called on Gabrick, and that will be his fifth. He's out. He will foul out of this game. So 106 to go in the contest. 86-74 our score. Bearcats with the lead. So coming in for Gabrick, as he had fouled out, is number 21, Jake Stoffel, the 6'5 sophomore out of Wilson, Kansas. Tyler Funk now checks into the game for the Bearcats, and Grant Kozad comes off. Now checking in for Fort Hays State is Dwayne Brunson, the 6'7 senior. As coming off will be number 15, Marty Wendell. Williams getting set at the line. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 12 points for Bryson Williams here this afternoon. He's perfect from the free throw line. Also has 4 rebounds. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Nothing but net. Northwest up by 14 with a minute to go. At the other end, Nicholson goes up with a floater in the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by Cooper for Northwest. Now Cooper comes out up the right side of the floor. Cooper being guarded by Nicholson. Now 50 seconds to go. And it looks as if Northwest will go on to 3-0 in the MIAA Conference as they're up by 14. Now 40 seconds left in the game. Cooper with the ball, still running clock off. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cooper pulls up from way outside. No good. And rebounded by Nicholson for Fort Hays State. 25 on the clock. Nicholson the other way. Kick out for Conradi. He'll go in for the left-handed shot. No good. Rebounded by Funk. And that will do it. The shot clock turned off. 15 on the clock. Funk up the right side of the floor. And they'll just hold it and let the time run out. So Northwest Missouri State will get the win here in Hays, Kansas, 88-74, and will remain perfect in MIAA conference play. So Northwest getting the win. When we come back, we'll have our halftime report back in 60 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome into our postgame show here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and it's the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team winning 88-74 over Fort Hays State. And they will go to 8-4 on the season and 3-0 in the MIAA Conference, while Fort Hays State drops to 8-3 and 0-3 in the MIAA Conference. Now for the stats for Northwest, Deshaun Cooper ends the evening with 26 points, 9 of 14 shooting, 6 of 8 from the outside. He also had 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal on defense. Dylan Starzl with 11 points for Northwest, 3 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. He also had 7 rebounds. No points out of Kyle Schlake here this evening, as he only played in 6 minutes of this contest. Bryston Williams had 13 points, 3 of 7 from the floor, 3 of 5 from the outside. Also had 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Connor Crooker had a quiet evening, 2 of 7 shooting. He had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Tyler Funk with 5 points, and then Matt Walsh with 4, Schneider with 9, and Grant Kozad off the bench with 14 points. Now for Fort Hays State, it was Dwayne Brunson leading the way with 19 points. He was 7 of 12 shooting, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, so he had 19. Craig Nicholson, the point guard, with 17 points, 5 of 14 from the field, and 7 of 9 from the free throw line. He also had 2 rebounds and 10 assists, so Nicholson with the double-double. Carson Conradi with 14 points, 6 of 8 shooting. He only shot one three-pointer. He's known for shooting three-pointers. He hit it on that one. He had 2 assists as well. And then Tom Gabrick with 15 points. He was 6 of 8 shooting and was 2 of 3 from the free throw line and also had 5 rebounds. When we come back, we'll speak with the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum, right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about the benefits of being in the national championship for Division II football.
Being here 8 times and the most of any program, and by the way, the most of any program in terms of D2 playoff appearances. So we're very proud of that. Yet, I read a quote recently. It was in the Jay Bielis. He wrote a book called Toughness, and the quote came from an assistant coach in the Boston Celtics, and he said, you know, success and championships are not an entitlement. Rather, they're focused on investment, and they really are all about investment. I talked with Coach Dorrell about that. You know, I don't think any of our fans, any of us, really feel like, you know, even though it's become a habit 8 times in 15 years, but we're not entitled to that. We don't expect, we don't say we have to be there. But the reason we do that, the reason we get here, is investment. And we invest, Coach Dorrell talks about January 15th, that's when it all started. We invest heavily in terms of family relationships. And so what does it mean to Northwest Missouri State? A huge deal, because it goes well beyond, I think it's 16 national televised appearances here in the last 15 years or something, even less than that. It goes well beyond the notoriety or the recognition. It is a pride level and a pride factor that the number of interactions that we're having across the institution with alums, and in fact, we're looking at one right here who's come back from the Houston area just to come to practice here today. So, you know, it's an amazing deal, and, you know, the number of people here is overwhelming. So that pride and that level of distinction is very important to the institution.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, on this week's All That Jazz conversation. He was talking about the benefits of being in the national championship game for Division II football.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back into the postgame show. Northwest Missouri State getting the win here this evening against Fort Hays State, 88-74. Currently joined in by the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. And Coach, you know, your team got started off early, and then it kind of turned in the second half. Fort Hays State kind of made a little push starting the second half.
Yeah, they turned up the pressure a little bit on us and got real physical defensively, and
you know, when that happens, you can't get selfish and stagnant. You really got to move the basketball to alleviate some of that pressure. And I didn't think we did a great job of that. Fortunately, we still came out of here with the win. But we need to make sure that in the future, when teams get out physical and get out and heat us up a little bit, you got to move the basketball, break them down, and then get some penetrating pitch action off of that.
And I think we can agree that, you know, this team is in a very comfortable position right now, you know, starting off 3-0 in the conference play, so they, you know, they have a whole field in front of them now.
Yeah, you know, I think it's good to start off 3-0. I don't know that we're necessarily comfortable just because, you know, we still got four losses. I mean, we've still got a long ways to go. We still almost gave up a 17-point lead tonight. There's some things that we need to correct, you know, 26 points off of our turnovers. That's another thing, you know, it just... We've still got a very, very long ways to go. Every aspect of the basketball game, and hopefully our kids understand that.
Now, here coming into this game, their player, Conradi, you know, came in as a very big shooter for this team, a big three-point shooter, and you guys limited him to just one three-point shot. Kind of talk about the way that, you know, that you came into this game thinking about matching up with him.
Well, if you don't guard him, he's automatic, literally automatic. I mean, he's 1-for-1, 6-for-8. Shoots 70% for the year from three, 65 from two. I mean, he's as high IQ basketball player as we've faced. And I thought we did a good job staying home, just limiting his shot attempts. You really can't lower his percentage because he just won't take bad shots. He's just that good. So we did a good job of just limiting his attempts.
So coming out of this game, where do we go at going forward here? What's going to be kind of the message going into the next homestand?
We got to get a lot better. I mean, 18 turnovers. They scored 26 points off of our turnovers. Thank you. And then obviously defensively, still got a ways to go. They kind of exposed some of our traps. So that's the big message. I want them to enjoy a couple days of Christmas. The whole day of Christmas. and then come back ready to work.
All right, Coach. So good luck here, or congratulations here tonight on the win, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Coach. That was the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Extra Effort Award. This is the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back into the Postgame Show here at Hayes, Kansas, at the Gross Memorial Coliseum. I'm Brent Barnett, and it's now time for an extra effort award here this evening, and that will go to point guard Deshaun Cooper. Cooper ended the evening with 26 points. He was 9 of 14 shooting and a remarkable 6 of 8 from the three-point range, and he was also 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cooper also had 3 rebounds in the contest, 6 assists, and 1 steal. He was definitely all over the place throughout this game and hit very clutch shots whenever Northwest needed them most. So Deshaun Cooper gets our extra effort award here this evening in Hayes, Kansas. When we come back, we'll wrap up our post-game show and our broadcast here in Hayes, Kansas. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back into the postgame show here in Hayes, Kansas at the Gross Memorial Coliseum, wrapping up our postgame show. Northwest Missouri State getting the win here this evening, 88-74 against Fort Hays State. Northwest will go to 8-4 on the season and will remain undefeated in conference play. They're now 3-0. And Fort Hays State drops to 8-3 and 0-3 in conference play for this season. Well, that wraps up our broadcast here from Hayes, Kansas. A special thanks to everybody involved with the broadcast, especially Brandon Travis and Danielle Mullins, engineering back at the station. From Hayes, Kansas, I'm Brent Barnett, Northwest Missouri State, getting the win 88-74. This is the Bearcat Radio Network.